So this would be the Drysdale vignette entitled How to Plant number 1321. Methods of planting trees and evergreens have changed. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. I'll tell you what's wrong with the old methods after this. 3, 2, 1. The old planting techniques often hinder a gardener's lovingly planted tree's ability to live a long life. Traditionally, gardeners dig a deep hole, surround the tree's root ball or bare roots with fresh, new-bagged soil or cattle manure, peat moss, etc., and then they tightly pack it all down. Initially, there usually is good growth as the young roots grow into the new soil and additives, but once the roots reach the hard-packed original soil, this outward growth stops. Instead of spreading into the surrounding garden, the tree roots encircle the planting pit like the roots of a potted plant in a clay or plastic pot. This then literally strangles the roots and the growth of the tree. An additional problem with this older method is the bathtub effect. By digging a large hole in heavy clay soil and filling it with topsoil and additives such as peat moss, it can become a French drain, that is, the place to which the excess surface water drains during spring runoff and heavy rains in summer. If this happens, the tree could literally be sitting in a filled bathtub of water that will cause its demise in just a year or two. Most trees, with the exception of willows, poplars, and to a degree, arborvitae or cedars, cannot tolerate their roots sitting in water for days at a time. The roots need air just as much as they need water. With findings such as this, researchers in the USA developed a modified way of tree planting, including instructions for the newer pots like papier-mâché. I'm Art Drysdale.